Hey, this is Nookie, and I just wanted to let y'all know that we have an amazing event coming up, Valentine's Weekend. It's a three-day education and social event focusing in on dating and relationships for kinky folk. We have brilliant speakers lined up, like Lexi Silver, Zach Budd, Unruly Nerd Girl, and I'll even be presenting a four-hour workshop. Don't worry, it's in two parts. On how to defuckify your dating and create a profile and a life that weeds out what you don't want and attracts what you do. Registration is open and the first 500 people get in free, so don't hesitate. Get registered at datingkinky.com/dating-love-event. Welcome to the Dating Kinky Podcast, a cast about love, sex, romance, and kink. Today's topic was popular on social media last week, with a lot of people weighing into the post I made. I actually got a comment today from Mindfondler that I'd like to share. It's surely inappropriate and discourteous to use reserved language off the bat with someone unfamiliar. Also, if one starts with generics, then an agreed shift later to more affectionate terminology becomes more meaningful. Or, as we like to say in our newbies night, next episode on January 18th, find out more at datingkinky.com/events, if you wouldn't walk up to a stranger in a coffee shop and say it, don't say it to someone you don't know in kink, unless they ask you to and you agree. So, here goes. Please, don't call me a rant. Someone in one of my Facebook groups called me goddess yesterday. I hate that term. And the rule in my groups is that you call everyone by name, respectfully, until and unless you have a negotiated honorific with them. So I said so. And I got some pushback. Of course I did. Smack my damn head. He said, I use this title with the utmost respect. Ugh. I replied, how would you like it if a male dominant on the internet just called you slave bitch without your permission? I'm guessing you probably wouldn't. I don't allow anyone to title me outside of a relationship. You calling me by goddess is something another person would have to earn, and it's far too intimate. I also mentioned that I hate that term, and made a few other points. And again, pushback. Why? Why do they always feel a need to push back? He said, I understand, but the intent of your example couldn't be intended with respect, thus not a logical argument, but I do understand and will follow your decision. Of course, that showed that he didn't understand. Not at all. The but is always a clue. I replied, calling someone slave bitch in a dynamic is respectful when both people agree. Interestingly, I call my pet such things. And yet, you think it's not respectful to be called by a name you don't like by someone you're not in a dynamic with. You have perfectly made my point while being totally and utterly wrong. I suggest you think much longer before arguing with me again about things like this. Hopefully, he got the point. He didn't reply, so either he did or he decided that shutting up right then was a good idea. It was. Here's the thing, though. The only people who have ever tried to call me goddess are internet people I don't know. In my dynamics, the people I partner with get to choose their own personal honorific for me, once they've earned that option. I get to approve it, and sometimes it's not something I'm 100% comfortable with, to be honest. But then that's our connection. Goddess, mistress, domina, and similar words have never been applied to me by people who love me. And although I'm a dominant, I'm not your dominant. Unless I am, and then you know it. So I don't want to be titled by you. Nookie or Miss Nookie or Heather is just fine. In fact, so fine, I have a copypasta I send to people titling me without permission. It reads, "Please don't call me fill in the blank. I don't own you, so I prefer not to be titled by you. Please call me Nookie or Miss Nookie if you must use an honorific. Thank you." And sure, there are people who demand that you call them some sort of honorific regardless of your relationship and might absolutely love being called goddess. Great. You can always ask in your messages, "Hello, name. Is there another way you'd prefer to be addressed?" Simple. Respectful. And if someone gets upset with you for that, it's a great warning sign that they are probably not going to respect you as a person. Thank you for joining me today. If you loved this episode, please share it with others who would enjoy it. And please do join me at datingkinky.com. It's built by kinksters, for kinksters, poly, queer, trans folk, and anyone not quite vanilla. And it's free. Find me on FetLife as Nookie Notes, and on Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, Facebook, and Medium as Dating Kinky. We're on Instagram as Dating Kinky Official, all one word. Have a kinky day, and I'll catch you next episode.